The light has once again been shown on public sector employees across the province. Ontario's annual disclosure of public sector staffers making $100,000 or more, commonly referred to as the Sunshine List, dropped March 28. In total, there were 300,570 names tallied in 2023, up from 266,948 in 2022. And as per usual, plenty of staff from the South Simcoe Police Service, 81, and towns of Bradford, 62, and Innisfil, 88, made the cut. That's 231 in all. Today, the Ontario government released the salaries of Ontario public service and broader public sector employees who were paid $100,000 or more in 2023, Treasury Board President and York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney said in a statement. The largest year-over-year increases were in the hospitals, municipalities and services, and post-secondary sectors, which together represented approximately 80% of the growth of the list. Here are the top five from each aforementioned local organization, based on salary. Bradford. Jeffrey McKnight, Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, $219,946 in salary, plus $8,850 in taxable benefits. Ian Goodfellow, Finance Director, $191,628, plus $1,502. Terry Foran, Community Services Director, $188,824, plus $1,502. Kelly Losak, Human Resources Director, $169,883, plus $1,351. Peter Lukes, Development and Engineering Director, $152,574, plus $1,187. Innisfil. Oliver Jerschow, CAO, $246,728 in salary, plus $7,519 in taxable benefits. Brent Thomas, Fire Chief, $185,368, plus $820. Michael Malinishin, Chief Financial Officer, $182,172. Plus $912. Andrea Lee, Planning and Growth Director, $174,991, plus $904. Nicole Bowman, Operations Director, $170,340, plus $863. South Simcoe Police. John Van Dyke, Chief, $227,610. Plus $17,227. Mike Kayser, Constable, $214,813, plus $660. Cheryl Sutton, Deputy Chief, $186,027, plus $18,301. Henry Geoffroy, Inspector, $169,224, plus $18,218. Julio Fernandez, Inspector, $163,696, plus $11,280. The release of names is based on the Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996. It requires organizations that receive public funding from the province, including Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, public health and school boards, universities and colleges, and Ontario Power Generation, to publicize, by March 31 each year, the names, positions, salaries and total taxable benefits of employees whose pay entered six figures in the previous calendar year. Some not-for-profit groups are also included in the disclosure. For the complete list, visit ontario.ca.